Some time ago down in the South, they used to buy slaves. And they would sell them just like you do on the market of cars. And a buyer would come by and buy those people and sell them from one place to another. And one day a slave buyer came by, and those slaves were very disheartened because they were away from their home. They would have to whip them with whips to make them work. They'd never go back to see their loved ones no more. They were slaves. And they were so discouraged. But one day when a certain buyer came by a great plantation, he noticed one young man. Oh, you didn't have to whip him. His chest was out. His chin was out. He walked right along with a smile on his face. He'd done every bit of work that he seemed to be done. The buyer said to the slave owner, I want to buy that slave. But the buyer said, he's not for sale. Well, what makes him so much different from the others? Perhaps he's the boss of the others. The slave owner said, no, he's just a slave. Said, maybe you feed him better than you do the others. What makes him act like that? Said, no, he's out in the galley with the rest of them. Said, well, what makes him so much different from the rest of them? And the owner said, I wondered that myself for a long time. But I found out. I find out that over in the homeland, his father is the king of the tribe. And though he's an alien, and he's away from his father, and he's away from his tribe and loved ones, he conducts himself as a king's son. He knows that he's an alien, but he's the son of a king. Hallelujah! What kind of people ought we to be? How should we conduct ourselves? We are sons and daughters of a king. Not a king, but the king. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the King of kings.